After an intense competition from cities and regions in the U.S. and Canada, Amazon has announced its new East Coast headquarters will be in the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens in New York City and in Arlington, Virginia. New York State offered the online retail giant $1.5 billion in taxpayer-funded incentives to come to New York. Julie Niederhoff is an associate professor in the Supply Chain Management Department at Syracuse University. She says there are a number of reasons for Amazon's new locations, perhaps the most important, the available workforce.
Centering it near two cities that are known for having high levels of, you know, highly educated, tech-savvy innovators, with a lot of cultural diversity and sort of access to those top talents is probably a key driver to their decisions.
And they didn't put them in New York City or in Washington. They put them nearby. Is that a financial decision, perhaps easier to locate some land?
I would guess it has to do with the real estate, yes. One of their big challenges of staying in the Seattle area, in addition to the competition for talent, is the enormous price of real estate. And so for their employees and for their actual physical space, looking for some place where they can afford to actually create that infrastructure is a big issue as well. And the two major locations that they've decided are both known for being fairly expensive to live in as well, but certainly downtown is outside of a reasonable price range. So just outside the city, building some infrastructure around it makes a lot of sense. They're also building in Nashville, and Nashville is also a city that's growing quite quickly. So you can see all three of those have that balance between an attractive place to live, but also an expensive place to live.
The Center of Excellence for its operations will be located in Nashville. How will that be different than the two headquarters?
Yeah, so the center in Nashville is more about its operations. It's going to be looking at things like supply chain and logistics and how they fulfill the obligations and plans that are being designed by their top talent thinkers. So it looks like the New York and D.C. offices are going to be more about innovation and coming up with new relationships, new ideas, new services. The Nashville offices will be the ones doing all of the implementation and planning, which is a very important task, but maybe requires a different skill set.
Now, these new headquarters, they will not be fulfillment centers, which are popping up all over the nation, but what will be going on at these two headquarters? Anything different than the one out in Seattle?
Yeah, so the locations, the distribution centers or fulfillment centers, there are over 100 of those scattered all over the United States, including throughout the Midwest. So it's not the same thing as that. We're not looking at trucks and cargo moving in and out here. We're really looking at programmers and innovators and management type ideas and decision makers. It's really going to be more of a center for looking to the future.
Why did Amazon need a new headquarters in the East Coast? What was wrong with just one in Seattle?
I'm not in the Amazon boardroom, so I can't know all of their insights or planning. But certainly the Seattle market is getting difficult to grow in. Again, the space is so expensive. The talent is so heavily competed for. And there's a lot of really fantastic talent on the East Coast. In addition to that, the East Coast has a lot of customers. Roughly two-thirds of their customers are split between the East Coast and the West Coast, with about a third of their customers being just in the Eastern Coast. And that's not just households, but it's also other businesses. And so if they're looking to develop new relationships, acquire new companies, find new startups, or just develop new relationships with existing companies, having locations on the East Coast will give them much better access to those opportunities.
Julie Niederhoff is an associate professor in the Supply Chain Management Department at Syracuse University.